A reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all in the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. This Advent, we are focusing on some of the figures in the story of the birth of Jesus and how they point us to God. Now we focus on the shepherds, who go to see what the Lord has made known and tell others about what God has done. The shepherds who are keeping watch are terrified when the angel of the Lord stands before them, bringing good news of great joy for all the people. The shepherds were told where to find the Christ child, and they went with haste and found the baby just as the angels had said they would. Witnessing this baby lying in the manger transformed the shepherds. It changed their lives. Not only were the shepherds tending their flocks and keeping watch, but they became some of the earliest evangelists as they glorified and praised God for all that they had seen and heard, saying, "We have seen the Messiah, the promised one." The shepherds had the opportunity to look the Christ child in the face, to see for themselves this precious gift, the Son of God. And perhaps the best part of the story is that the shepherds did not simply keep this gift to themselves. They did not simply return to their flocks. They made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. How is God calling you to be a witness to what God has made known? Who are the people in your life or your community who are waiting or longing to hear this story and be amazed? Loving God, as we reflect on the shepherds who hurried to see the Christ child and then shared the good news, inspire us to witness your works with the same eagerness and joy. May we, like the shepherds, be transformed by the encounter with your Son and boldly proclaim the wonders we have seen and heard. Help us recognize the opportunities to share your love and truth with those around us, spreading the message of hope and salvation. Guide us so that we may be faithful witnesses of your miraculous deeds, bringing light and love to all who long to hear your story. Amen.